So Oreo is celebrating its 110th birthday. So what do? They invented yet another flavor. Okay. Yeah. It's called chocolate confetti cake. It has sprinkles galore. Okay. The cookies themselves are filled with sprinkles. Filled. Two layers of filling. The signature cream flavor, but it's pumped with sprinkles. And a chocolate cake flavored. Okay. They're like little mini cakes. They're ginormous. I need to tell them to stop. They have over 85 flavors of Oreos. I'm not even joking. Okay, caramel apple, key lime pie, jelly donut. Do we need these? Chocolate strawberry, gingerbread, hot cocoa, kettle corn. No one's looking for kettle corn Oreos. Mississippi mud pie, Peeps. Well, Peeps. Keep Peeps. That's okay. Mint chocolate chip. PB&J, and then of course they always do like surprise ones, like they had that whole weird flavor for Lady Gaga's Chromatica, which was, you know, really just to kiss the ass of the little monsters. Let's see, there's carrot cake, there's dark chocolate, there's buttercream, there's cherry cola Oreos, there's the Halloween one, there's, let's see, bits of fudge dipped, there's latte, pistachio, pina colada. It goes on and on. Nobody needs this many flavors of Oreos. I'm sorry. We do not need this many flavors.
You know what? When you walk down that aisle at the store, divert your eyes and just get the regular Oreos. You don't have to be mad because they make all different types of Oreos. Just don't look at them. Don't buy them. Don't look at them. Just buy the regular Oreos and move on your merry way. If they want to make $28 billion, it has nothing to do with you. Just as long as you get your Oreos.
Okay, dude, it's not just the Oreos. The M&Ms have gotten out of hand.
As long as they make the original, then we're good. If they stop making the original and come up with something else that's stupid, then we have an issue.
M&M's just announced they have a new flavor for Valentine's Day. Yet another flavor of M&M's. It's going to be Black Forest Cake.
Ooh.
Okay, wait, in an M&M? Okay, I was okay with the milk chocolate and the peanut. Those are the original. But then they introduced peanut butter. And I'm like, those are Reese's Pieces. That's not, you already make those. Fudge brownie, pretzel, caramel, crispy, almond, dark chocolate, minis, coffee nut, milk, mint chocolate chip, white chocolate, mega peanut. Stop it.
They're just getting greedy now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all it is.
Right. Nobody's looking for more. And you wonder why we have an obesity problem in this country. And here's why it's really stupid. Because there was a book that was written a couple of years ago. It was like this pivotal book, really big in the world of psychology. It made it to the bestsellers list. And it was called The Paradox of Choice. And the book was about the fact that when we have too many choices, we end up not making one. Because we feel like the choice we make is the wrong choice. Because there's so many choices. If I gave you two choices, 50-50, you would choose one and you'd be able to go on with your life. And you would never look back and be like, did I make the right choice? No, it's one or the other. You chose one, move on. But if I gave you like 10 choices and you made a choice, you would forever be wondering if the other 9 choices would have been better for you. And that's why there's too many cereals, there's too many M&Ms, stop making flavors of Special K, for example. I don't need 90 million flavors of Special K. Just give me Special K, I'll put strawberries in if I want to. Like, let me be in charge of my own strawberries. You know what I mean?
The problem is there's limited space at the store for, let's say they have this much space for M&M. So... Mm-hmm. Almond Joy did it right. You can either choose from one or the other. Almond Joy or Mounds. They didn't have anything different. So they have enough space for that.
Exactly. Almond Joy and Mounds did it right. Do you want nuts? Do you not? Here are your two options.
They made
That's
a song
it.
For it. Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. Because sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes they did a song stuck in your head. And now you know which one has nuts and which one doesn't.
Right, but they're not. Mounds is not trying to bring me mint chocolate chip flavored Mounds. No, Mounds is Mounds, and leave me alone with all the flavors. It's too much.
Well, my problem is now it's stores. If you just want an M&M, just a bag of M&Ms, you can't, because everything is king size. Everything is king size. So I go, I pick up the M&Ms, like, this is family size. I don't want family size M&M. I just want, I don't know, 15 M&Ms in a bag. But I don't know where the regular size is anymore, because it's huge, and it's $2 now. It used to be, you know, 59 cents, but now it's like $3 for a huge bag. I don't need that much, that many M&Ms. Nobody does.
Well, that's the problem. So when you go to the counter and they have the candy right under the counter, there's the little bag of M&Ms and it's $2.25. But then the family size is $3. So for 75 cents more, you get 90 million M&Ms in case, I don't know, at some point in the future, or if the world explodes and it's a nuclear holocaust, you know you'll at least have M&Ms around.